This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you, and happy New Year. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Couple of things to keep in mind this morning. First off, the website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial on their website. You can learn a little bit about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Again, that's all at klausfinancial.com. One more thing to keep in mind is their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing this year?
Happy New Year, Sean.
Happy New Year to you as well, CJ. Malia, how are we this morning?
Very good. Another sunny, beautiful Midwest day.
Yeah, it's hard to complain when you look at the forecast. High of 45 today. It is going to be nice. We've got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be talking about three words. If you're familiar with this program, you probably know what the three words are. They are very important words. We'll be talking about that when it comes to the new year. We'll also, of course, be going over some other great things like the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, as well as do the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner coming up a little bit later on in this hour. As I mentioned, great topic ahead, of course, talking about some very important words for you. One other thing that we do, by the way, and Klaus is, always has some great prizes. This week, a $25 gift card to Starbucks. That's, of course, your chance to win with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll be doing that a little bit later on in the program. I'll tell you how you can do that, how you can win that. Little pro tip, though, is listen closely. Typically, both the answer as well as the questions come up during the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. So before we get talking on this week's conversation, let's look back to the last, actually two programs back that we did. We did a Klaus Quiz Question of the Week then, and let's get the question as well as the answer.
Yes, so our question was, in 2020, what is the new 401k contribution limit if you're under 50 years old? So congratulations to our winner who called in with the correct answer, which was contribution limit is increasing to $19,500 this year. So congratulations, mark that down and make sure that you put that as a target if you are so fortunate to have a retirement plan at work.
Really good stuff.
Thanks for calling in.
Really good stuff there. And again, we'll do a whole new Klaus Quiz Question Week coming up this week on the program. So one of the things that kind of the big takeaways from doing this show with you guys over the years has been three words, which are simplifying, consolidating, and diversify. I've got to assume that, of course, with the new year, it's a really good time to really be thinking about those three words and thinking about how they apply.
It is. So for those who are sitting out there, maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're already in work with your first cup of coffee. I'm a little bit jealous. I'll be there in a moment myself. But yeah, you're thinking, okay, I really want to kind of get my arms around my finances this year. Well, a big encouragement that we would give to you is around this idea of consolidate, simplify, diversify. Now, often when we start saying this, people will kick back immediately and go, consolidate and diversify. How can you put those two words in the same sentence? And it, truth be told, this is part of the misconception that people have. And I'm going to tell you a short little story to prove my point. So I had a prospect come into my office and he said, I'm really well diversified. And we ask people when they come into me with us to bring in statements of their investments, whatnot. And so he starts rifling out statements to me. One was a Schwab statement, another a TD, Ameritrade, E-Trade, Fidelity. He starts rifling out these statements, and he, you know, as he's giving them to me, see, I'm really diversified. And I flip past the first page, which just gives the dollar amount, and I see that he owned like three different tech stocks. Okay, then I go to the next one. He actually owned the same three tech stocks at the next custodian. Go to the next one. The same three tech stocks. All he owned were three tech stocks: Apple, Facebook, Netflix. And he owned them across multiple platforms. He said, see, I'm diversified. Now, you all hopefully who are listening are catching on to, oh, no. Having multiple accounts doesn't mean I'm diversified. It actually matters what I own within that account. And so, truth be told, you could have all of your money on one custodial platform, think of E-Trade or Fidelity, and be 10 times as diversified as the guy who has 10 accounts. So don't make that mistake. When you're thinking of how do I rally my finances and simplify my life, think of it in terms of consolidating, so not having so many accounts, which will help you to simplify your life while remaining fully diversified. Which takes us to step number two, which is we would suggest that if you're going to hire advisors, don't hire multiple. Hire one, maybe two at most, because that goes back to that idea of consolidating advice. If you have one advisor that's giving you great financial guidance and is doing it on a fiduciary basis and they're not selling you product, right? They're just there to give you advice. You'd probably be better served to just meet with one of them every quarter than to meet with four of them for, you know, once a year each. So that's step number two, is to, if you're going to hire a professional, probably hire one of them and then help have them help you to consolidate, simplify, and diversify. And then as it relates to how you actually invest your dollars inside of your 401k or IRA, anything like that, there's a couple of different options out there. Some people will do what are called age-based allocations. We talked about this in a previous show. There's some rules of thumb here. You can take the number 120 minus your age, and that will tell you the approximate amount you should have in stocks. So if you take 120 and I'm 40 years old, that means that I need about 80% in stocks. That's a concept that you can use throughout life so that the older you get, your age goes up and therefore your stock allocation comes down. However, Malia will tell you that rules of thumb are dangerous in the long run. I think you can start with a rule of thumb, but you need to evolve beyond these rules of thumb. And then there's also inside of most 401k plans things that are known as target date funds or like asset allocation funds, where effectively they glide path you down. It has like Vanguard Target 2050. And if you want to retire in the year 2050, it'll automatically back down your risk the closer you get to 2050. So there's some things to be aware of. But again, it all boils down back to this. As you get into the new year, think about how do I consolidate, simplify, and diversify within my retirement plans.
And as CJ mentioned, of course, we've discussed some of these concepts in even greater detail in previous programs. You can always get to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And listen to this as well as previous shows on the website, klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, love to get you on the air right now with your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So as we are looking at investment principles, what are some of the other ones that are pretty important right now to be remembering?
Yes. Yeah, so CJ did a great job covering the first one, which is diversify. The second one is know your time frame. So the time frame is so, so important. This is the amount of time you have to invest your money, and that can really have a determining factor or impact on how your assets are allocated. So again, how much you're going to put in stocks versus bonds. CJ gave the little formula backing out the number of years of your age and how many till you may go to retire. So it's really important to understand that knowing your time frame may dictate how aggressive you should be in your portfolios. And the third one would be know your risk profile. So how much loss do you really feel that you can tolerate? So what I can tolerate versus the next person could be completely different. It might have nothing to do with time as much as I can't sleep at night. And assuming more risk than you're comfortable with is not the right answer. It really isn't. So just because someone tells you at work that you need to be more aggressive because you're X age, that's not what you need to do. You need to sit down and look at your own situation and how you feel about your scenario playing out towards retirement. Now, it's easy to say, though, that we should be more aggressive when the market goes up. I mean, we are coming off a phenomenal 2019, and therefore people feel like, okay, the market can only go one direction. That just is the human behavior cycle we all get in. But remember that when we look at stock market history, it's normal. We weren't really living in normal last year. Normal to expect a correction of 15% or more every 2 years. in the market, or 20% or more every 3.5 years. So when we talk about a bull market, investors are typically looking for a 20% gain from a low point and sustained increases for at least 6 months. So on average, bull markets last about 4.5 years. And the current bull market's been going on for almost 11 years. So not normal. Everybody's appreciating it. They're seeing their portfolios having grown. But again, understand your own risk profile and see what makes sense for you.
Really good advice on those principles. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Talking this morning, of course, looking into the new year as we're kicking off the first show of 2020, talking about some great principles. Let's talk then about something that you hear people occasionally from time to time talking about, which is timing the market. What should we be thinking when it comes to trying to time those markets?
Well, it's fascinating. As Malia was talking in that last segment about, you know, the average length of a bull market being about 4.5 years typically, and now this one has been 11 years. There's a lot of people and the media starting to say a correction is coming. And by the way, it could, with an election season in 2020 ahead of us here in November. Who knows what could happen? And so people start to misapply the knowledge that we're giving, which is, hey, be prepared for future recessions, be prepared for future volatility. We're actually not telling you that because you should necessarily do anything with it. So that's what's tricky, right? We're telling you that to prepare you for impending volatility, because if you can't tolerate that, you're better getting out now. But our general advice would be don't try to time that. Because listen, the 2018, in 2018, the average earnings for S&P 500 corporations, meaning the growth of their earnings, was as high as we've almost ever seen, 20%+ average earnings. Okay. And by the way, the market was down in 2018. Average earnings on the S&P 500 in 2019, this year that we just came off of, was basically flat. And the market was up 27% to 30%, depending upon the index that you're looking at.
Wow.
What gives? So, I mean, if all you were to look at was earnings or timing, you would have been in the market in 18 and lost money, out of the market in 19 and missed a 30% run-up. The point of this is to say, we don't know, nor does any Wall Street analyst or anybody, and therefore you need to pick an allocation that you can live with. So Malia's point of knowing your risk profile is really about knowing, can I tolerate volatility? There are people, Sean, that should not be investing in the stock market, period. They should just be sitting in cash, CDs, money market accounts, whatever they can tolerate, because $1 of loss or perceived loss will freak them out. And so it's about knowing who you are, what you can tolerate. Now, if you can tolerate a little bit of risk, you can get a heck of a lot higher return over time as well. For those who don't know, the S&P 500 has, in the last 80 years, exceeded more than a 10% average rate of return, whereas inflation has been at about 3%. So that's been a lot of significant return over time. But as it relates to time in the market, hopefully you get the gist of what I'm saying. Don't do it. Don't do it. Instead, pick an allocation that you can live with through that and then just ride through some of the good and bad times. Stay committed to your strategy. Another one would be get started now and just remember that time is your greatest advocate. So truth be told, when you're young, as the market goes down, that is a good thing for you because now you're buying cheaper shares. Think of it as like, when do you want to buy a home? When homes are really high in price or when they're low in price? And no, I want to buy my home when there's a recession going on. Well, in a similar way, I want to buy my stocks when there's a recession going on. So if you're young and if you're more than 10 years off from retirement, I'll just say market volatility is a good thing. So as much as I know you love looking at your 401k statement when you're 40 years old and saying, look at how much money I've made, my comment to you is going to be, that's irrelevant. You're not planning on using that money for 15 to 20 years. So a recession would be a good thing for you. And then finally, and I know this is going to sound self-serving, but I'm really not trying to make it be so, seek professional guidance. Listen, last time I checked, I could do the addition, or not the addition, but I'll just call it renovation in my basement. If I did it on my own, it would be a lot cheaper than hiring it out. The problem is I don't know how to do renovations. Okay. So, you know, talk to anybody in the trades and they'll say, sure, yeah, gosh, if you know how to do that work, go right. That's awesome. Go do it. But do you know how to hammer a nail? Like, do you know what you're doing? And in a similar way, sure, it would be a lot cheaper if you could manage your retirement plans on your own. My question is, do you know what you're doing? And so some would answer yes to that, but the majority of people are going to say no, but I'm just being cheap about it. Don't be cheap about this. Seek professional guidance where you need it, and they will help you make prudent decisions.
Really good advice, really good guidance. As always, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great resource, the website. Best thing to do is always pick up the phone and give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Coming back, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Starbucks. We'll also go over a little bit, so people say, okay, Kloss Financial, I hear you guys week in and week out. Let's talk a little bit about what it's all about, what goes on, a little bit about the history of Kloss Financial and all the different divisions they have at Kloss Financial. We'll find out about all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Cool thing on the website, by the way, if you scroll down a little bit, there is an envelope to stay connected with Kloss Financial. Sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It gives you not only a quick snapshot once a week of what's going on in the markets. It also gives you a link to the most recent show. Obviously, Thursday mornings, a lot of us busy coming and going from our car, and maybe you missed part of the show. It's a lot of great information. Again, all online at KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. By the way, the telephone number leads nicely into what we're about to talk about, which is how somebody can get help from a firm like Kloss Financial and kind of how the process works. And you guys are celebrating, obviously, like every year, a birthday this year. You guys been around quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, so we're excited about that. We're turning 44 years this year, 44 years old. We have offices in the State Line area, both in Madison and in Illinois. Our firm actually operates as a hybrid firm with the two offices. We utilize both fee-based planning and fee-for-service. For individuals. And we actually have three divisions now, one of which is our investment portfolios. We also help people with our Kloss 360 division, which is kind of more for many cases self-doers who just want to check in once, twice a year, make sure that they're doing things correctly. So maybe CJ needs to sign up for that for his remodel of his basement somewhere. And then we also help companies with their 401k plans, which is our 401k division. So just to take the fear out of people, it's kind of like, okay, I don't know, what should I do? How are you going to charge me? And we always just begin with a quick chat on the telephone for our first meeting to answer any questions you might have and to see if we can possibly even help you. If so, we will have you in for a face-to-face meeting, which is complimentary as well. And even if you're already working with another advisor, we just remind you that a second opinion can't hurt. It's always good to make sure that you are on track with your own goals. We work as a coach for you for your retirement. That's our goal for you. and that does separate us from other financial firms out there. We help direct your team of people, whether it be your accountant, your insurance agent, estate planning attorney, et cetera. We just want to make sure you're on the right track, and we're always here willing to help you make sure you're doing as you need to be doing. And that's our job, is to coach you along.
Really good information there, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Again, a great opportunity to learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Also, while you're there, you can submit a question to be read right here on Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Of course, it's the Money in Motion listener question corners. And one of our listeners, Joe, submitted a question this week. He says, with the low interest rates right now, should I consider refinancing my house to pay off more expensive credit card debt? Great question.
Yeah, that was a great question, Joe. Appreciate you submitting it. And as Sean said, you can submit this online through our website in the future if you ever want to. And then maybe your question will get posed on the radio show. But yeah, so Joe, should you consider refinancing some of your house to pay off more expensive credit card debt? So this is a personal decision, although this can be a little bit tricky as it relates to mortgage deductions and whether or not this will qualify as a deductible component, because the interest on your mortgage is tax deductible, but you just have to be careful what you're refinancing into it. So you would need to speak with your accountant about that, just from a tax deductibility standpoint of the interest. However, outside of that, is it a good time to refinance the mortgage? Yes, absolutely. Especially if you can get rid of some high interest debt that's unsecured. You need to have enough equity inside of the home to be able to do this. But, you know, 30-year mortgage rates are still hovering right around 4.1 to 4.5%, somewhere around there. Although if you've heard us talk on the show, we also are not huge fan of 30-year mortgages. We're fine with you having them, but we would want you to pay them off quite a bit faster. If you want to know why, you can call the office later on, because there's some really significant financial reasons why. But yes, listen, Joe, at the end of the day, if you've got a credit card that's unsecured at 19%, or an auto loan that's at 6 to 8%, or a student loan that's gotten out of control that's at 8, 9%, then looking at some way to consolidate, simplify, right, that debt makes sense. But here's the thing. Something was broken in your behaviors to get you there in the first place. I don't mean to be harsh. Sometimes you just had a lemon, you know, drop in your life, and that's what caused you to get there. So if that's you, you know, God bless you. Just do your best to dig out of it. But for others, it has nothing to do with bad circumstances. It has everything to do with bad behaviors. And so the fear becomes, hey, I refinance my mortgage, bring all of this additional debt into my home, which is great. It's a secured debt, so much lower interest rate. And then 3 years from now, we're having the same conversation. So I really encourage you that if you're gonna do something like that, you just have to kind of hit the pause button and say, what am I gonna change in my behaviors to make sure this doesn't happen again?
If you ever want a great example of this, there's a great episode of The Simpsons.
There's a great episode of The Simpsons for every aspect of life, Sean.
Called No Loan Again Naturally, where Homer pays for his Mardi Gras party every year with his home. So, well, anyway, that's for another day. Yes, there is always a great Simpsons episode everything we talk about. Fantastic program as always. Don't forget, as we mentioned a couple times, the website klossfinancial.com. You can, if you missed part of today's program, you can catch up there with the podcast. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll have 30 minutes for the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How long does the average bull market last? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always a lot of fun hanging out. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkiss with Advocate DPC. Advocate MD comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klass Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klass Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klass Financial.